We've all said, I'm sorry, when we've done something that we wish we hadn't. When we're ashamed, when we wish we could take it back. But what is it that we are not and could never be sorry about? Romans 1 verse 16 says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth." Have you ever been sorry to be a Christian? You may not have directly said so, but the devil delights in tempting Christians to speak and think about what they believe as if they are sorry or ashamed about the learning and telling of God's word. For instance, some of you are deciding whether or not to enter the preaching or teaching ministry at this stage of your life. Others have already decided to enter one of those areas. Many people, either intentionally or not, may make you feel ashamed of such a chosen field. The world is armed with ready phrases like, "Why don't you get a real job?" Or, "With what you can do, you could make a lot of money doing something else." The public ministry is often viewed by the world as something not all that important, something to be ashamed of. It's easy for our flesh to feel ashamed when we tell people that we are studying the Word of God, or that we are attending Emmanuel because it is a school that teaches God's word. But this is exactly how the devil wants us to feel about the message of free salvation in Christ. He wants us to be ashamed of teaching it and preaching it and learning about it. He wants you to feel as though you have to apologize for it. That maybe it's not all that great, but it's what you've got. If you choose the preaching or teaching ministry, Satan may tempt you to think things like, "Well, I couldn't figure out anything better to do, so I guess I'll try being a teacher or pastor." Temptations are everywhere for us to be ashamed of the gospel, to speak of it in a way that tends to hide the truth. Imagine a conversation with someone who is not a Christian. They say, "Is it really true that the only way to heaven is through Jesus?" The answer is an unqualified yes. But instead you say, "Well, that's what we believe." Our sinful flesh is tempted to minimize God's word. We might soften the blow of the law when we shouldn't, or we neglect to tell someone about the gospel because we are afraid of the other person's reaction. The sinful flesh just doesn't want to tell the whole truth about the seriousness of sin and the glorious message of salvation by faith in Christ alone. Yet the Apostle Paul states emphatically that he is not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Is it because Paul was such a fine Christian and good preacher? No, he was subject to the same temptations we are. He himself gives the very reason why he was not ashamed. He said it was because the gospel is the power of God to salvation. It's something of a circular thought, isn't it? It's as if Paul is saying the reason he is not ashamed of the good news is the good news. And that's an astonishing thing. By nature, we are ashamed at the word of salvation in Christ, but the more we hear that word, the more it works in our hearts, the less ashamed we become, and the more ready we are to preach it and teach it. This means that the only way to overcome our sinful sense of shame toward the Bible is to read it, to use it, to meditate upon it. God's word is more than just a happy thought for the day. It is a power unto salvation. It is real power, because in it God tells us that even though we sin every day of our lives, our sins are forgiven through Christ's work, and we will spend eternity with him in heaven. The gospel is a declaration of innocence, God's declaration, which is effective right now. And so it has real power, unlike any human message. Through the words and promises of the gospel, the Holy Spirit leads us to live in Christ boldly and confidently, talking about him without feeling ashamed of it. When it comes to our faith, we have nothing to apologize for. We don't have to act like we are sorry to be Christians. And if you are here at Emmanuel in order to study the Bible, that is not a lesser thing. It is greater and more important than doing many other things. For the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. Amen. Hymn 346, 346, verses 1, 3, 5, and 6. The odd-numbered stanzas plus 6.